Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and the 24th annual Earth Day celebration is Saturday, April 26th. That's 10 a.m. until 2 on the square in Murfreesboro. You can check out their Energy Hub trailer equipped with interactive energy efficiency displays. It's free fun for the whole family. Lots of food, popcorn, hot dogs, the electric griddle food truck serving up those gourmet grilled cheese that are free. Got to get to Earth Day, rcearthday.com. Also, here is one event that I need to tell you about. Wayne Blair asked me to do this, and I'll do it the next few days. But the Sam Davis Masonic Lodge will be having a pancake breakfast fundraiser this Saturday, the 29th, 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. over at the lodge. That's located on 101 Mary Law Drive in Smyrna, across from Planet Fitness. So again, the Sam Davis Masonic Lodge pancake breakfast fundraiser, Saturday, the 29th, this coming Saturday, 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. That allows me to bring in my guest for today from the Beasley Animal Foundation and Clinic. Katie Peachy is joining us, and you can tell it's spring because everybody's doing something, it seems.
Yes, there's a lot going on. But at least it's brighter and prettier outside, yeah. Nicer, longer night. So,
you know,
excited for that.
I think the reason a lot of organizations maybe do that is because you've got cabin fever. You want to get out.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And this weather's been great.
Yes.
So we've had some bumpy, you know, evenings or whatever, but it's been lovely during the day.
Yeah, so. Unfortunately, it's been on weekends here, and yeah. It's coming up this weekend again.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we're hoping that we don't have more rained out soccer games in our family.
Oh,
so
I
we'll
bet.
See what happens.
Well, Sunday, it's looking like evening and overnight. So
yeah, I need to check the forecast.
Yeah, those are not fun either. Well, you all have been very busy at Beasley is what I was going to say. Yeah. Busy at Beasley. You have each quarter you do a food distribution, right?
Yes. So we have the quarterly food distribution. We just had it this past Thursday, and those are done at our building. It's part of our outreach program. So we had volunteers that helped us pack the food. We had volunteers that helped us distribute it to those that would come. We did during our business hours, so we'd ask people if they were here for services or pet food or both, and it gives us an opportunity also when we do it at our building to see what their pets may need, if they've been spayed or neutered, because that's a huge thing, just to make sure that they know we can help them with that as well. So we had a good turnout. We were able to distribute 231 pounds of pet food to 53 pets in about 3 hours. So we're glad to do that. And they came from all over Rutherford County. I think we had one or two from Cannon County. So
wow, good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And that's part of Beasley's mission. I mm-hmm. know when Beasley first was organized, it was pretty strictly spay and neuter, but yeah. You all have been able to expand services since then.
Yes, we have. So they did the grassroots in 76, and we were officially established in 1980. And we focused a lot on encouraging people to spay and neuter, working with groups and organizations to do that. And then in 1992, we got our own clinic, and we have been at different locations, but we've been at our location since 2006 at Keeneland Commercial Boulevard. I'm trying to think now. So in 2018, I want to say is when we expand, or 17 or 18, we expanded the services to not just do vaccinations and spay neuter. We did the wellness and preventatives, encouraging those things as well. And in 23 did the Oliver Pet Fund. So we keep expanding and growing. I mean, but still we realize and we emphasize that spaying and neutering is key. That is the biggest thing that along with vaccinations, that's going to keep pets healthy and then cut down on the overpopulation, because shelters, rescues, foster groups, they're just getting overrun.
Yeah, that's definitely the case. So one other thing I'd like to You mentioned the Oliver Pett Assistance Fund, so maybe talk a little bit about what that is.
So the Oliver Pett Assistance Fund is for owned pets, for people who live in Rutherford or Cannon counties, and it is for urgent, non-emergent care. So we are not covering spay and neuter because we have funds and grants for that. This is, I want to say we've helped 13 pets in the past 2 years, and that's through partnerships with full-service veterinarians because Beasley does spay and neuter, and that's the only surgery we perform for our licensed vets. So we have this partnership with six veterinarians, I believe all based in Murfreesboro, and it's helped pets with dental cleanings, extractions, a couple of dental extractions, a leg amputation, a couple of removals of masses. One I remember, not the exact poundage, but I mean, it was a small dog and the mass was enormous. And being able to remove that extended the life and the health of the dog. But, it was necessary, but, not emergent. We're not, there are certain cases that it's just not something that we're able to handle with these vets at this time. But being able to take that strain off, we know a lot of people are on fixed incomes. We want to make sure that they get to keep their pets with them, that human-animal bond that we, you know, try to stress through a lot of our programs.
It's hard to explain that bond, that people have. And so I'm sure you just made a world of difference in that family and for that animal.
We try, and we are so thankful for the vets that work with us on this. It's not possible without them, without the donations. So it's a very much a group effort. People can go online and find more information about applying, and it's listed right at the top of our website for the Oliver Pett Assistance Fund.
Yeah. I'm digging your t-shirt, and I noticed you got those online, so you can buy them.
Yes.
Then they're pretty new, aren't they?
Yeah, we've had these in the last, I want to say a year and a half to 2 years, maybe.
Okay.
And we've got stickers that kind of match them. So yeah, we dig this. So we're really enjoying it.
Yeah. I was just on the foundation website and I saw it said shirts, and it's the same one you're wearing today.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of cool.
I don't know that you can order it in peach. I think I did when I placed the order. So it is the same design, but it's, I think just a couple different, colors.
So. Yeah. So you can get, it looks like light olive or stone gray, royal blue, heather mauve, which is kind of a light
pinkish color.
Yeah. And then a cardinal. So
yeah.
You're unique and you have to have a peach color. And you're peachy.
For peachy. So I thought this is perfect.
Katie Peachy is joining us today from the Beasley Animal Foundation and Clinic. And, a lot of what you described, it takes funds to do that. And if you're a nonprofit helping people through this process, free spay and neuter, all that. So, you rely a lot on grants, but you also rely a lot on fundraising, and there's an opportunity. Everybody has to eat, so you can eat with a cause coming up.
Yes, and we love these. We've got a couple more that we're trying to get lined out because we realize this is probably one of the easiest fundraisers to do, but can incorporate everyone. If you like Chipotle, we'd love to see you on April 15th. This one is the Thompson Lane location, because when I said that to someone, I've got to realize we're growing. Yeah. We have more than one now in Murfreesboro. But you can eat from 4 to 8, show the flyer, or there's a little code if you like to do things online or in the app, and we'll get 25%. So you're not out anything if you're going to go ahead and eat that night. Hopefully you'll eat that night.
Yeah.
But if you want to eat out that night and do it at Chipotle, it will benefit the Beasley Animal Foundation. And we've got, like I said, a few more. We think those are fun, easy to do pretty much for anybody. They can just show up. So we like those as well, as the bigger ones.
Sure.
So
where do you find this code?
It is going to be online. We have it on Facebook. It's on our website.
Okay.
It's actually at the bottom of the flyer, but we will be sharing that more because it is on the flyer, but it's itty bitty little print. So we'll make sure to share that so that everybody can see it.
Okay. So check Beasley Animal Foundation.com.
Dot org.
Dot org. Yeah. And the clinicas.com, right?
.com, yes.
Yeah. Okay, I got it now. So be on the lookout for that, and especially on Facebook, maybe do a like on the page. You'll be in the know.
Yes, we'd love that. And if you want to share it and let somebody else know, they might not have even heard of us, but they love Chipotle, and then they'll learn a little bit more about us as well.
Sounds good. So that's on Tax Day.
Yes.
April 15th. And then the very next day, what's going on?
It's our third annual extravaganza. And it's primarily for dogs because that's where we hide the eggs in your front yard. So you'll have to sign the delivery is on that Wednesday, the 16th of April, but the sign up is the Friday before on April 11th. Just let us know if you're purchasing for a cat or dog and go through the steps online. And all that is also on Facebook and on our website. And the volunteers will hide the eggs for your dogs in your front yard. And they'll leave a little goodie basket, an Easter basket at your door, front porch. But for cats, everything's going to be left at your front porch. And it's just, there's eggs with treats, so it's going to be cat treats or dog treats, and the basket's a mix. It's going to have some toys for the cats or the dog, and some things for the humans as well, just some cute things we found. And it's just it's fun. We love getting the pictures and videos, especially of the, well, not even the dogs, but when they're out in the yard trying to find the eggs, or the cats when they just hide them in, you know, the living room. One time we had to leave a couple. It was getting a little later for deliveries, and we had to leave everything at the front door. But we had the most fun watching these pets do the little egg hunt in their living room. One of them did it on their front porch that was covered. And so it's a lot of fun and something different. And, you know, you have an extravaganza Easter egg hunt at your house.
I never thought about that being something that, but dogs especially, I would think.
We've done the big events, and what made me think about it was another organization was doing it for people, for kids, and so I purchased one for my kid. He woke up and went outside, and there was, you know, this was years and years ago, and I thought, they got the big ones. Can we do something for this, you know, people at their house for pets? And it's worked out. We've loved it. So
So you need to get signed up.
Yes. And that just lets them know, because we want to make sure we have the dog baskets, the cat baskets, and then the treats. We will stuff those close to time because they are fresh treats, loosen the eggs. And that's why if it's raining or the possibility of rain, and I know around here we can say that, it's hit or miss, but because I will say this, almost every Easter egg, the little plastic ones you find, have holes in them. I don't know why, but we don't want the treats to get soggy. So we have come to find out that almost every plastic egg you will find has a hole in it. So if there's the chance of rain, we are not going to have it in your yard. We will leave it at your door. So one way or another, it's going to be delivered to you. But it is a lot more fun when the volunteers can do it. And it will be in the front yard only. And if you want to do this for someone as a gift, that is fine. But we need to know that they know strangers are going to be in their yard.
Of course.
We don't want any problems with that. So, there's lots of different ways we can make it work. So.
Well, awesome. Yeah. I did not know about this. So,
yes.
And is this do you charge for this event?
It is. It's $25 for the baskets. And like I said, it'll be delivered, and it's got 20 treat-filled eggs, a jumbo egg, and that's also going to be in the yard, and the basket of random goodies.
And can you maybe even, because I'm thinking if I were to do this, I would want to do it in the backyard just because that's where my fenced-in area is. So I guess maybe you could request.
Yeah, you could make a request.
Okay.
Because we also want to know, are we delivering this for a mini pen or for a Great Dane?
Oh,
just,
sure.
You know, it kind of helps us with some of the treats and things we might be throwing in the basket. So you can definitely leave a note and say, hey, I don't want you to hide this at all. And then we have some apartments. I should say that. We can't hide anything. So we left it at the front door, and then they're going to do it in the living room. So
okay.
Yeah, you can leave a note, and we will tailor it to you, so it's not a problem, and they're not going to get out.
Well, certainly want to make sure that you get signed up for that. That sounds like a lot of fun.
And send in those videos and pics.
Yes. You're going to put those on Facebook and stuff?
Yeah, we will.
That'll be
we'll
awesome.
Share them.
So I'll be sure to put some links to all of this on the website.
Thank you.
And before our time gets away, it is time to celebrate with Paws and Pearls. And this year, it's a pretty big celebration because it's what, the 45th year?
45th year of Beasley. So we are going through history and piecing some stuff together. So we have made this April Friday, April 25th, we will be celebrating Beasley's 45th anniversary celebration and the 14th annual Paws and Pearls.
Wow.
It's a mouthful. But yeah, we're really excited about it. It's Copper Ridge. They are so amazing to work with. We've got some... The one thing we've heard about this event is people love it the way it is, and that it's fun, and that's what we want. We always try to make it bigger and better, not bigger, better every year. But we have a DJ for this year, and with lights and a photo booth. We're really excited about it. It's going to be so some of the stuff people are used to, and then just trying some different stuff or some things we've done in the past. So.
Awesome.
It'll be a good time.
Yeah. So that is coming up on the 25th, and there is a sign-up link for that, and I'll put all of these links on the podcast section, but I'm sure you can get to that from the foundation page.
Yes. So it's on our website. It's on Facebook as well, and then even if you're on Instagram in our bio, we have a link tree that we try to put all the Beasley links in one spot. So yeah, you'll be able to find it, and if you have any issues, don't hesitate to reach out to us.
Yeah, boy, I see the long list of events. Maybe I'll just send them all to the events page, because it's got everything on
and
there.
And I think I need to do some updating.
So. Awesome. And you've got one more little event. We've got maybe 30, 45 seconds. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be at Kelton's Pet Day, I see.
Yeah, so they had had this for years. Then with COVID and a lot of other things, didn't. But then we had it again last year we were there. So this is their event. But they have a lot of different vendors come out. They have an amazing store. And I glanced at it briefly this morning. I think they're even starting some delivery stuff and whatever, but they're local. They've been around for years. They've supported us for decades, and we appreciate it. So it will be that first Saturday in May at Kelton's, in their parking lot. They'll have a bunch of stuff out for pet lovers.
Well, we're going to see Beasley out and about here this spring, so looking forward to it. Katie, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Katie Peachy joining us today from the Beasley Animal Foundation and Clinic. And if you missed any part of our conversation today now, you can check the podcast. It'll be up shortly at WGNSradio.com under Podcast and Rutherford Issues.